Namine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti, Amen. Veni Sancte Spiritus, repletorum corda fidelium, et tui amoris eneis ignem accende. Emite Spiritum tuum et creabum tuor, et renovabis faciem terre. Oremus diesque corda fidelium Sancti Spiritus illustrationet oquisti Danubis. Iniodem Spiritu recta sapere, et Deus semper consolatione gaudiere per Christum Dominum nostrum. Amen. Ave Maria, gratia plena Dominus tecum, benedicta tui mulieribus, benedictus fructus ventris tui, Iesus. Sancta Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et in hora mortis nostre. Amen. Mater boni consilii, ora pro nobis. Sancte Ignazii, ora pro nobis, in nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen. We continue the spiritual exercises with a brief look at making a decision. Quite a few pages in the retreat book, very profitable for our entire Christian life, as you shall see. So this is not a proper exercise, but an instruction on making decisions prudently. Page 60, number 169. To ensure a sound decision about anything, my intention must be as single-minded as I can make it. The one thing I must look at is what I was created for, which is the praising of our Lord God and the saving of my soul. Always back to a fundamental principle, if you want, point 23. It follows that whatever choice I make should be made with the idea of helping myself to achieve this ultimate purpose. The only one purpose I have for my whole existence, finally, ultimately. The end is not to be forced to suit a means, but vice versa. The end is the end, the means are the means. The means must be good, and it must be appropriate to the end. God will not come my way, I must go God's way, the way God is tracing for me through his fatherly providence. And that's what it is about. How do I find out what the will of God is? How do I make decisions so that they profit me for my eternal salvation? For instance, many first decide to get married, though this is only a means, and then to serve our Lord God in that state. Yet it is the service of God which is the end, not the means. Again, others want to get benefices first for the clergy and after that to serve God, but in them. People like this do not go straight to God, but want God to come straight to their ill-directed ambitions. Second class of men, preceding exercise. Turning the end into the means and the means into an end. The thing they ought to adopt first, they adopt as an afterthought. For we ought to make the desire to serve God our first objective, since this is our end. The acceptance of a benefice or marrying a wife, if that is better for me, must take second place, since these are means to that end. Hence, nothing should induce me either to adopt or to reject such means, except the simple thought of serving and praising our Lord God, and saving my immortal soul. The content of the decision. This consideration is directed towards discovering the sort of things which form the subject matter of the decision. It contains four headings and a note. First heading, number 170. Anything we propose to make a decision about must be good, or at least not bad in itself. There are things which are good in themselves, others that are morally indifferent. It should also be of positive advantage to our Holy Mother, the Apostolic Church, or at least not bad and contrary to her interests. For that we have to see the rules for living according to the mind of the Church, the very last part of the exercise books, the set of rules from number 352 to the end of the book. So, you can never choose anything bad, anything that is morally reproachable against the command.